songs without my piano. I'm always too worried I won't know the key. And I'm never right when I'm singing about you, except when that song includes me. It goes on and on.
Hi, I'm Priya, and this is the Radio DePaul podcast. This is a podcast episode about grief. It's also about reflection and optimism, but it's mostly about grief, because grief is really heavy. I didn't think I knew a lot about grief before my dad died, because I hadn't lost anyone that close before. But as I'm processing and grieving, I'm learning that maybe I knew more about grief than I thought I did. But at the same time, there's a lot that I didn't know about grief. One of those things is that grief is kind of on its own schedule. It comes in waves. Sometimes it shows up when you least expect it to, and other times where you most expect it to show up, it may not. I've learned that different people grieve differently, and they should. Grief is by no means a one-size-fits-all type of deal. When my dad died, the first thing that hit me was all of the things that wouldn't be able to happen anymore. My dad and I had a bit of a complicated relationship. My parents got divorced when I was about 4, and I hadn't actually seen my dad in person in about 8 years. We would talk on the phone and keep in touch, but it was sometimes hard for me because my dad would sometimes want more of a relationship than I was ready for, and my dad wasn't a perfect person. That doesn't diminish the really wonderful things that he was, because my dad was a lot of really wonderful things. But when you have a complicated relationship with someone, it makes the grieving process a little bit more confusing, or at least it did for me. I had a lot of guilt in my grieving process, and that guilt was associated with feeling like I hadn't given enough emotionally. Maybe that was not always returning a phone call or being short with my dad when he was just trying to connect with me emotionally. And a lot of that was completely justified. But at the same time, now I'm left with that, now that he's gone. That feeling can be a lot to carry, and sometimes it's helpful to honor the person that you're grieving in various ways that feel meaningful to you. For me, that was dedicating my junior flute recital to my dad. My dad was an amazing musician. He was a great pianist and guitar player, and he had a wonderful ear, and it meant a lot to him that I decided to pursue music. So for me, it was very healing to work on my recital for him, for me too. But as I was preparing it, I was doing something that was helping me grieve. And I think finding something like that is really helpful, or at least it was for me. Another thing that I'm learning about grief is when someone dies, it's really easy to only want to remember the good things about that person. And depending on the person and the impact that they had on your life, that's not always fair. I love my dad, and I always cared about him. But for me to only remember the positive aspects of our relationship and who he was would be diminishing a lot of pain that I experienced as a result of my parents' divorce. And I think that part of the grieving process is letting those sort of mixed emotions coexist, because I don't think that the negative, more complicated aspects of who someone was diminishes the really wonderful parts of their personality, just as the great parts of someone don't cancel out, in a way, the more difficult aspects of their life. They are. Something I've been experiencing a lot is this thought that, oh, you know, I'm never going to be able to sit down and have coffee with my dad or tell him this or introduce him to this person in my life. But something that I've been trying to think about when that comes up is all of those people with whom I still am able to share those things and do those things with, like his really wonderful family with whom I've become a lot closer. My relationship with them is really special to me because I see a lot of my dad in them. And I think that they also see a lot of my dad in me. So it's a really meaningful connection that I have that I hold really close to me. I'm really lucky to have grown up with an incredible mother and stepfather. And when my dad passed away, I felt that a lot of the sympathy that I was being given was for the loss of my father figure. When I had lost a father figure, but I still have this really wonderful father figure that has been a part of my life and that has raised me for the majority of my life, I just remember feeling really odd and almost guilty when I was getting all of this wonderful sympathy that I really appreciated and was brought a lot of comfort by, but I was struck with this feeling of, oh, am I receiving this sympathy for having lost my dad or for having lost, like, the father figure in my life when my dad was a father figure, but not the father figure that had raised me for the majority of my life. But even still, losing my dad, who I hadn't seen in 8 years, but who was my dad and who I very much cared about and loved, was a really odd thing because the loss was not one that was immediately felt. Because my dad and I would only talk, you know, a couple or a few times a month, it took some time for me to really feel the absence of his presence in my life. I definitely feel it now, and it is really hard. But right after he passed away and when I was receiving really wonderful sympathy and kindness, I sort of didn't know what to do with because I wasn't actively grieving yet. I remember the night that I found out about my dad, I was just laying in my bed. I really didn't have the energy to do much of anything because of the weight of all the emotion that I was experiencing. But I remember being on the phone with a really close friend of mine who had also lost her dad a few years prior. And we had very different relationships with our dads, but losing a parent is losing a parent. And we were on the phone, and I just remember sitting there and asking her, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, how do you grieve? And she told me that, you know, everyone grieves differently, but something that can be really helpful is sort of honoring them in some way that is meaningful. And like I said, my dad was this amazing musician, and he used to play guitar at my nursery school. And so I decided that it would be really meaningful for me to learn guitar. One, because I really love learning new things, but it has this really special added element to it. So I'm starting to learn guitar, and as I'm doing that, it is something that's really special to me because of that connection to my dad. Over the next few days, I talked to a lot of my dad's family who reached out to me, and we were sad, but we also were talking about really beautiful parts of my dad's life. And the first few days were some of the hardest part for me, but having this element of celebrating who he was mixed in with all of the other emotions that I was feeling was really helpful, because grief can be a reflective and celebratory thing as well. It's not just those things, because like I said, grief is really hard and it is not easy, but having some of those really special memories and stories as a part of the grieving process sort of connects you to the person that you're grieving, or at least it does for me. As I was talking with my dad's family, something that I experienced was I was feeling all of the things that I was going through, but I was also feeling a lot for them and for people in my dad's life that were really close to him and saw him more than I did. And I know that they were feeling the same for me. And so this idea of just feeling for each other and with each other was sometimes a lot, but I think really meaningful within my family to know that we were all going through this in our own ways, but together for each other as well. That is something that has made the grieving process a lot easier for me. In the Jewish religion, you're supposed to have a funeral for someone who passes away basically as soon as possible. So my dad's funeral was the day after I found out about his passing, and unfortunately I wasn't able to be there in person because it was in Canada and I couldn't have gotten into the country if I wanted to. But because of that, it was live streamed, and I watched the whole service in my apartment with all of my roommates. And I won't get into the funeral that much because it was probably the hardest thing that I've ever had to watch. But as I was sitting there and watching it with these people that I care very much about and that were really caring for me when I needed it, it sort of made the loss more real. A lot of people, when they would reach out to me to express their condolences, would say something along the lines of, you know, when you get really sad, you can just think back to these, all of the memories that you have with your dad. And I do have a lot of wonderful memories with my dad, but because I was so young, I don't remember them all. But something that my dad did when I was growing up was he made these home videos of my childhood, even from before I was born, when my mom was pregnant with me.
We're gonna start this video by videotaping mommy for 10 seconds every day or so, and then we're gonna videotape you, Priya, once you come out, every day for 10-15 minutes. So mommy, stand up straight and tall, and let's sideways, side.
When I was learning how to walk.
First steps, and we got it on tape, live here at the Schloss House.
And eat.
Your first introduction to peas. Let's see what happens. Here we go.
And swim.
Priya, where are we going, honey?
My swimming lesson.
Let's see your bathing suit. Oh, very nice. You gonna have fun?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
And all of my firsts.
We're lighting Priya's candle for her first birthday.
Should we put a birthday hat on her?
Well, that is
her.
Sure. Surprise. We are starting Priya on her very first real food. Let's ask Priya. Priya, how do you feel about this new milestone in your life? Priya's first take at having cereal. Oh my God, she's crawling.
And these are the sweetest videos I've ever seen in my entire life. And it's probably the most meaningful thing he could have left me, because now I have all of these memories to look back on that I may not have remembered since I was so young, but that I'm now able to watch and appreciate. With those videos, he left me with all of these beautiful memories that I now have. And watching those videos for the first time was really meaningful to me, because as I was watching them, well, first I was watching them in the same part of my apartment that I watched his service when I had been feeling so overwhelmed and just lost, maybe more lost than I had ever felt. But now I was sitting in the same spot watching these videos filled with so much comfort and gratitude and hope. And something that was really meaningful for me was knowing that the videos that I was watching, my dad was taping, and I was sort of watching them from the same perspective that he taped them in, from behind the camera, and that made me feel really connected to him. It's such a weird thing, because at this age, death is not something that I've had a lot of experience with. And even if I had had experience with grief and loss, it's just not something that is easy to wrap your head around. And sometimes that can be really confusing. I think that's a big piece of it, though, is like just trying to comprehend this reality that you're now in.
When someone dies, it's very hard to be optimistic. But in the grieving process, I've experienced that some optimism and some gratitude for what you did get to experience with the person who is gone is really helpful. In the first couple nights after I found out about my dad, I was hit with a lot of emotions, and oftentimes the memories that would make me the most emotional were the really good ones. And I think that that was really healing for me to process through these really beautiful memories that I have.
This is really just a small piece of the beginning of my experience with grief. While I've processed my dad's death, I also realized that there's a lot that I haven't fully come to terms with. I think grieving takes as long as you need it to, and I really don't think there is any sort of end to it, but rather it's just this thing that kind of grows and changes as you do. And I think that's a good thing. I think there's been a lot of grieving this year collectively, whether that's been the loss of family or friends due to COVID, or the loss of opportunities or jobs because of COVID, or anything really. I think that grief shows up in a lot of different ways, but something that I've learned about it is that being able to grieve is a sign that you had something special to grieve.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Radio DePaul podcast. I know this was a bit of a different episode, but I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my reflections. My dad always really loved listening to the things that I did with radio, and this episode is dedicated to him.
The music that you hear at the beginning and end of this episode are songs of my dad's. He was an amazing musician, and I'm really lucky to have these recordings of his. And you can find them on Broadjam under the name Sheldon Fink if you would like to listen as well. You can believe for today, you can live a better way. You can believe in somebody who can help you come and stay. You can believe in a power that's greater than yourself. You can believe for today, the courage not to sway. You can believe for a change, to accept the things unchanged.